What issue should one consider when marrying someone of another fiqhi madhab? How does one deal with this when children are born? I would be very careful about this. I mean, if it's the four madhabs, right? If it's the four madhabs, then they generally have a lot of adab and etiquette and respect between them. So I don't think that should be a problem. But you do need to understand when you get married, you probably do need to agree beforehand that, okay, we will bring our children up as Hanafis or Malikis or whatever it is, you know, whatever they're going to have access to in the local maktab. That's what's important, that you take on the madhab of what's, you know, available there. I've seen cases, horror cases that I've dealt with personally, where a Hanafi, for example, has married a Salafi, or a Shafi has married a Salafi, and they just, subhanAllah, they just, especially when they're extreme, they just keep arguing about things to such a degree that one of them, one case that I just dealt with recently, he told his wife that you're a kafir, right? Because he was extreme Salafi and she was either Hanafi or something. And he says, you're a kafir. Eventually, that's what it came down to. He tried to change her, but he couldn't. He says, you're a kafir. And then he divorced and went off and they've got children, right? So it's generally within Hanafi, Shafis, I mean, the Malikis, you know, between them, it's quite fine. But when you have Salafis, then that causes a lot of problem, right? Because the whole Salafi methodology, unfortunately, their understanding is that they are exclusively right and everybody else is wrong. Whereas for Hanafis, we don't think that. We think we're right, but we could be in error, right? And the Shafis, we respect them for what they've done, right? So we don't have that much of an issue unless somebody wants to become an extreme Hanafi and start, you know, condemning all Shafis. That you know, if you have that, that's a problem. But generally, that doesn't happen, right? So Hanafi sister marrying a Maliki brother, it should be fine. As long as, again, the Maliki brother is not one of those who has a superiority complex of Malikis that they're the best in the world, right? Because we do have some of that as well. Just as we have some people in the Hanafi school who are like that. So as long as he's willing to respect you and allow you to be Hanafi, and he and you can decide between you. I mean, I think the children should be whatever they have access to, and it's not going to cause confusion for them in their own community, and it's going to be easy for them. So if it's Hanafi in the community, that's what they should probably become. If it's Maliki in the community, that's fine. It's just whatever they can bring their children up. I mean, one of my teachers, he's actually married to a Shafi. Their children are all brought up as Shafi's, right? And he's a big Hanafi sheikh himself. But they all brought up as Shafi's. That's a possibility,